This is DJ Brownbag, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Brownbag Culture. Let's get into it.
Lending my voice tonight. Much is proceeding and going according to plan schedule that I am not at full liberty to discuss, but please be assured that you are an integral part of this plan and we C-O-U-L-D and do it without you. I send you my love and light and we all extend our arms and hands to you in blessing. We are watching the unfolding of events at a most rapid clip on your dear planet and to the untrained eye chaos it would seem is unfolding, but it could not be further from the truth. In a house infested with termites, you often don't know it until it is too late, because they are hidden deep within the structure doing their work. It is when you spray that it is obvious, with all of the insects scurrying about wildly trying to escape. Such is happening currently to your planet world with the higher energies and with our helpful guiding influence. The dark ones are scurrying or trying to, and in the process they are stirring up all kinds of mischief. But be aware and be comforted that all is not as it seems and that the good is winning and the light is in full control. And so you may be feeling more of these transmutated energies streaming in and in, deeper into your life streams, into your bodies. It will be easier for you if you adopt a type of regular breathing and meditative practice with the intention of letting them stream into you. And in that way, you will be an even greater light receptacle and shine even more brightly for the others. Come up and visit us in the ships when you are ready. We are eager to meet and greet you and offer our healing technology to you. Many of you are already up here with us in your otherworldly form. You are vast creator beings and have many forms. Remember this, all is not as it seems to you, but for our vantage point and perspective, all is proceeding smoothly. I am Ashtar Salad. The other day I was shown a huge underground city, Telos. I have been to the city more than once. This time they called me to share with you what all the Lemurians are doing for us now. In this city, I was met by many Lemurians. They all gather together as a single and friendly family. They get together every day and help all of humanity in this great time of quantum transition. Every day, all together, they send us a single and powerful awakening message of love, and also help the planet and everyone on it in a variety of ways. They feel the indescribable pure and sincere love for all of us, the true desire to help and the joy that so many people are already awakening in their light and love. They passed a small message through me to people. Our dear brothers and sisters, we welcome all of you from our inner temple of the heart. We are one with all of you. Let not all of you still feel this divine oneness, but just know that we are one. We are one, and there is no separation between us. We support each
now
of you.
Now you're going to learn the basic Dianetics procedure.
We will go to high vibrations and join
the
united family
take turns
of light. We are
each
all
other.
Members of a
this
huge
is called
divine family. The time will come and we will conclude
the person
each other in our strong and loving embrace. We love
because
you very
he hasn't
much
yet
and hope that you will open your hearts
in his
wide
reactive
and feel
mind.
Our infinite love for
okay,
you. Every day we give you the energy promises of love to unite all of us into one friendly and loving family to return to unity. A lot of people have already
you should strive
to
be the best auditor
our love
you can
and
be.
Felt true
you'll
unity
expect nothing
unity
less
in their
from the person who will be
in
auditing
humans.
You.
The boundary is finally erased.
There's a definite
dividing
code of conduct
classes,
that every
races,
auditor must
nations,
follow.
Classes,
not just to be
castes,
polite,
division
because
according
it's necessary
to religion,
for auditing
alien
to work.
Origin. You are returning
it's called
to the
auditor's
and
code,
love of your hearts,
and it outlines the attitude you should have toward your pre-clear. For auditing to work, an auditor must be trustworthy.
Ascension journey
so keep
now.
Your auditing appointments
logos
and be there
of
on time.
Level. I receive the light of the
and by the
and
way,
deliver it to
a trustworthy auditor never reveals any confidential matter concerning
universe.
Your pre-clear.
I blaze to you the silver,
an auditor is
golden
at all times
of the
kind,
vibration.
Considerate,
I
patient,
and share
and
with
persistent.
The creator universe.
No,
I come forth to share with you some
true,
insights into the ascension
thing.
Period you are currently
well,
moving through. In these times, there is a need to focus upon maintaining the balance and alignment of
your
being.
Yourself.
yourself. Sense of love within you, no, as well as a sense of purpose for your actions, reactions, like and thoughts. As you preoccupy yourself in these areas of your spiritual growth, this will completely stabilize you as powerful waves of light charge through the universe of the chapter entitled
The Auditor's Role.
These powerful energy waves are beginning now and will continue into the beginning of the new year of 2019. The purpose of these energy waves is to jolt humanity into a new awakening, higher expanse of awareness in preparation for the new year. Jolts of awakening are essential to cleanse the collective consciousness of humanity and allow space for new wisdom and understanding to emerge. Many people who have not been interested in their health, the well-being of themselves and others, and the spiritual nature of their being will feel drawn to exploring these fields with greater depth. Perhaps for the first time, others will feel that their being in reality is being cleansed of all that is no longer needed or that blocks the realization of the Creator within. For some, it may feel as if extreme transformations and shifts are taking place within their beings and lives, causing awakening and liberation, as well as confusion and uncertainty. Those who are clinging to and resisting change
in step one,
awakening and transformation, will find the journey most extreme and challenging. The outcome will be that the vibration of the collective consciousness of humanity will rise, allowing new wisdom and awareness to become present within people at a physical level on the earth, sustaining inner balance.
The second step is to have your spiritual
evolution and remaining in the light of the Creator. For you, the energy waves entering as a jolt will not feel extreme or shocking. However, you will experience the energy waves impact upon your being as you focus upon remaining balanced in the line, recognizing the peace and love within your being, creating purpose in your actions, reactions, and thoughts. You will experience an enhancement in all that you are as a spiritual being in a physical body. Your recognition of your expansive energy, inner enlightenment, and united connection with the Creator will be enhanced and truly experienced for you upon the earth, focusing your attention upon your spiritual evolution. Especially the areas I, Melchior, wish to explore with you will stabilize you completely in the presence of the energy waves, allowing you to be a source of support for others who are feeling unstabilized by the current ascension conditions. Balance and alignment to remain in balance and alignment with your being is to harmonize with your true self. Harmony within your being manifests when you are aware of the light, love, and wisdom that naturally flows from within your being. You are a beacon and expression of the Creator. There is so much within you waiting to be shared, whether with yourself or others. When you follow your inner guidance, allow yourself to follow your inner happiness and release yourself from self-imposed limitations, you become harmonized and in balance with your truth. Remaining in balance with yourself is to recognize when you are battling with yourself, judging or criticizing yourself, as well as blocking your inner guidance. Being in balance is to be aware of who you really are, or seeking to discover who you are in your everyday life. There is no need for you to have all the answers or to understand yourself fully. The simple desire of your focus will support you in remaining balanced and in harmony. Alignment with your being is to ensure you are connected with your soul and soul group, as well as your guides. This simply requires you to create a request each day or every few days for your entire being to be aligned with your soul group, and guides. Alternatively, you can meditate to experience this fully. Alignment with the Creator to receive all the necessary Creator qualities and guidance will also benefit your ascension now. Alignment can be experienced as a request slash attention or during meditation, inviting the Creator to embrace you fully. Alignment and balance are especially important when you are feeling stuck, confusion, or insecure. Peace and love. The energy vibrations and qualities of peace and love naturally exist within your soul and being. When you become entirely focused outside of yourself and into your physical reality, you distract yourself from your inner peace and love, as well as the strength and power these energies hold. When you recognize the peace and love within your being, you view yourself and your reality with clarity, an expansive perspective, and a deeper understanding of what is taking place. Without peace and love, you look for answers outside of yourself. Feel confused by situations or challenges in your life, as well as close yourself off to opportunities in the divine flow of the Creator manifesting in your reality. The acknowledgement of your inner peace and love, as well as focusing on radiating your peace and love, allows for you to feel supported, loved, and guided in every step of your life. Thus, you experience fulfillment, the joys of life, and a deeper connection with those around you. You could say that love and peace are the foundations to your being and existence. Take time to focus upon and recognize recognize love and peace. Let your reactions be from love and peace, and your creations born from the same. Become a beacon of love
the
and peace.
The auditor is listening observing to new your information life coming out of purpose. The incident.
Many light workers worry and concern themselves with discovering and living their true soul purpose upon
out.
The earth.
The
instead,
is reducing.
I, Mil Kier, invite you to change your perspective. Give a sense of purpose to the actions you create, your reactions to yourself and others, as well as your thoughts. You do not need to know your purpose. Instead, choose what you wish to focus on and create, and then gift this purpose to your actions, reactions, and thoughts. If you wish to be a beacon of love, infuse your actions, reactions, and thoughts with love. If you wish to change your career, become more creative, or help those who are suffering, let this be your purpose. Give the purpose you choose to your actions, reactions, and thoughts. Your sense of purpose will empower you, supporting you in creating fulfillment in your life. When you create a purpose, your soul flows with greater ease, and you easily find yourself achieving your soul purpose without realizing it. Be a sense of purpose of your choosing in your life, rather than seeking your purpose in service to others. Each of these areas of focus, awareness, and action will support you in easily remaining balanced as the energy waves penetrate the earth. Even without your focus on the areas I have shared, you will recognize the presence of balance and harmony within your being. You are being supported so that you may support others. There is a need to extend your compassion, love, and understanding to those who feel off balance or confused in the coming weeks. Patience is required, and an understanding that they are experiencing a deep cleansing and an awakening because of the new energy wave, which has been labeled the old of awakening.
What's the tactile on this?
To extend
tactile
anything other than love and peace to those experiencing turmoil would be a disservice to yourself and to others. It is time for you to realize your loving strength in your listening, forgiveness, and patience, recognizing the shifts and transformation this can support in yourself and others. Let yourself be a beacon of love and peace. You do not even need to say anything. It is time to simply hold the space for others to awaken. I am holding the space for you. Mail here.
Okay. Please continue.
That's it. I'm still kind of hot.
I understand. Go back to the beginning and go over it again. Pick up whatever additional data you can contact.
Okay, I'm in my room.
Run the pre-clear through the incident as many times as it takes to bring him up the tone scale to being cheerful about it. When the pre-clear is bright and cheerful about running that incident, the engram has erased.
That's why.
However, sometimes the pre-clear doesn't become cheerful about it despite many recountings.
I'm still kind of hot.
I understand. Go back to the beginning.
Since 1949, the angels from heaven have been constantly, patiently offering a personal contact and cooperation with the supreme representatives of any state of planet Earth. A few personal contacts proceeded in autumn 1949 in the USA and the Soviet Union, and in 1954 in the USA. Heavenly angels do gladly assist in solving of myriad of problems of humankind, from 1. Arming, 2. Poor quality of human life, negative choices, 3. Building of chip totality, enslavement of humankind, 4. Problems related to climate change and purification processes of planet Earth, to the 5. Problems of protection from internal entities from dark worlds who intend to occupy the entire planet Earth and enslave her inhabitants. The angels from heaven do temporarily protect Earthmen from physical invasion of these infernal entities, independently of contacts with the head representatives of states. Heavenly angels have been for tens of years successfully expanding cooperation with millions of Earthmen from all countries in accordance with the free will of these people. Heavenly angels, headed by Ashtar Sharan, the commander of the Grand Cosmic Squadron, appeal the head representatives of all states on this planet Earth to accede to personal contacts and mutual cooperation for all Earthmen. Loving angels of the heavens would like to appear publicly before all Earthmen. However, they won't show up unless vast masses of Earthmen are interested in it. This is also why the spreading of these actual information to all people is so necessary.
Pick up whatever additional data you can contact.
I hear voices, I mean.
What does he say?
terrible. Are you okay? And then it says, no, I'm sick. I'm so sick. And then her cough gagging. The sense that she's crying. I can't do this.
It's all right. What's the somatic?
You are in the puppet world. Your physical bodies are under 95% control by negative entities from planet Earth and from elsewhere in space.
Please continue.
When an engram is contacted with auditing, the preclude...
Creators from space encapsulated your spirit and soul into proton capsules, so your true spirit and true soul is with your physical body in as little as 5% contact. By your own free choice, you appear in a pseudo-world, 95% controlled by the forces of darkness, through thousands of control programs with permission of the prime creator of all and everything, for the sake of important spiritual learning on one own skin. Some of you are here to improve the love of good, truth, wisdom, life, and thus to improve the help to one own fellow. Thus to improve the love to the prime creator of all and everything. Most of you on Earth chooses improving the love of evil, falsities, dumbness, thus improving the love of matter, worldly love, thus the love to the pseudo-creators from the hells, the dark worlds. Each of these choices has its consequences and outcomes, which every individual will vividly and concretely experience in this life or next ones on his/her own skin. If you want to know the truth, then everything that was and is imposed on you in school, in work, in media, and elsewhere is exactly upside down. It is that easy to find the truth. The truth is simple. Complex and complicated are control programs by which the other side keeps you in deep ignorance and slavery. Negative entities of the dark world is billions of years long in the era of domination of the negative state in a part of the zone of displacement. In CA 100,000 dark puppet worlds, where these negative entities keep hundreds of billions of other ignorant entities, puppets, in various degrees of massive, though never 100% control, one can perceive them as spider webs, nets, constantly maintained by spiders, the pseudo-creators, activators of the negative state. In addition, controlled entities produce fear, which is a coarse vibratory energy and which controllers feed on. Refer to the books of the New Revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ for more information about history of the negative state. The ultimate goal of every control program is to return and keep a controlled entity on accurately for this purpose to find level of ignorance in specified degree of control and degree of negativity. Simultaneously, the ultimate goal thus is to disallow the controlled entity to liberate himself / herself, and by means of positive and loving life and corresponding positive choices, to return back to the true creation, heaven, the true home, to the prime creator of all and everything. comes to rearing children, no debate is more contentious or longer running than the dispute over spanking. The question of whether a swat on the behind is an acceptable method of discipline has bedeviled parents, divided pediatricians, who were split close to 50-50 in one survey, and spawned impassioned anti-spanking and pro-spanking camps. At the end of one spectrum are opponents like Dr. Murray Strauss of the University of New Hampshire, who blames spanking for ills including depression, juvenile delinquency, spousal abuse, and lowered mental ability. At the other are tough love advocates like Dr. James Dobson, a conservative Christian psychologist who advises that spanking should be of sufficient magnitude to cause the child to cry genuinely. The warring sides have argued their cases on websites, in scientific journals, and in the courts, where anti-spankers have fought to have the practice legally banned and pro-spankers have fought for laws protecting parents who spank from abuse charges. We have discussed several major social problems that account for much of the trouble facing boys and their parents today. This chapter will deal with yet another difficulty that we have referred to several times without defining it. It is called postmodernism, which helps explain further how families, and especially how boys, came to be in such a mess. This system of thought, also called moral relativism, teaches that truth is not only unknowable from God, whom postmodernism receives as a myth, or from man, who has no right to speak for the rest of us. Rather, truth doesn't exist at all. Nothing is right or wrong. Nothing is good or evil. Nothing is positive or negative. Everything is relative. All that matters is what's right for me and what's right for you. Those ideas evolve from a person to person as they go along. Incredibly, some professors contend that not even the Nazis' extermination of 6 million undesirables in World War II was immoral, because the idea of morality itself is bogus. To say that something is inherently wrong implies that a great judge sits somewhere in the heavens, issuing ultimate values and commandments for the world. The postmodernist is confused that no such authority exists. In the absence of a supreme being, tolerance becomes the god, who endorses anything and everything except Christian beliefs. Public policies are determined by opinion polls, or they are concocted from popular notions that simply seem appropriate to somebody at the moment. The interesting thing about postmodernists is their ability to live comfortably with contradictions. Why? Because there are no troubling absolutes to be reckoned with. For example, moral relativists celebrate human dignity and racial harmony as precepts, but then advocate killing or helping to kill the elderly, the unborn, and even full-term healthy babies as they exit the birth canal. Human life is expendable if it is inconvenient. Wait a minute, you say, those ideas can't coexist in the same mind. Sure they can, says the postmodernist, explaining nothing. There is a place in the female soul reserved for daddy or a daddy figure. You will always yearn for affirmation. Not every girl or woman is the same, of course, but almost every girl desires a close bond with this most significant man in her life. She will adore him if he loves and protects her, and if she finds safety and warmth in his arms. She will feel that way throughout life, unless he disappoints her or until one of them dies. She will tend to see all men through the lens of that relationship. If he rejects and ignores her, or worse, if he abuses and abandons her, the yearning within her becomes more intense, though it is often tainted with resentment and anger. Let me make another thing clear. Although some of you will not like what I am about to write, mothers cannot fill this particular empty space. They can and must meet similar needs for love and adoration. And in fact, they do occupy their own real estate in a daughter's heart. A girl without a mother's love is a sad spectacle indeed, and I would not minimize the maternal role in any regard. But moms can't be dads, and dads can't be moms. This is why the current advocacy on behalf of same-sex marriage and homosexual adoption contradicts what is best for children. Some girls will go to great lengths to achieve a close relationship with their fathers. I'm reminded of a man who told me about driving a teenage boy to the home of his 13-year-old girlfriend. When they arrived, a pretty little teeny bopper popped out of the house dressed like a prostitute. She was wearing fishnet stockings and a shocking see-through dress that revealed just about everything, including her panties and bra. Her father was standing in the front yard when she walked past him. He looked up and said, "Have a nice time." After the girl was in the car, she carefully explained that she was wearing the sexy dress because she wanted to see if her dad cared enough to stalk her. He didn't. It was just a test of his love and concern. He failed it. When they arrived at their destination, she went into the women's restroom and changed her clothes. You will read very carefully what I am about to write now, because it explains why this matter is so significant. Porn and smut pose an awesome threat to your boys. A single exposure to it by some 13 to 15-year-olds is all that is required to create an addiction that will hold them in bondage for a lifetime. It is more addictive than insert drugs here. That was one of the conclusions drawn during the Attorney General's Commission on Pornography, on which I served. It is known by those of us in the field of child development that the focal point of sexual interest is not very well established among young adolescents. It can be redirected by an early sexual experience, wanted or unwanted, or by exposure to pornography. A boy who would normally be stimulated by a cheerleader image of the opposite sex can learn through obscenity to find excitement in hurting someone or in sex with animals or in homosexual violence or in having sex with younger children. Many men who have succumbed to these perverse sexual appetites have traced them to the dawn of their adolescence. This is what happened to Ted Bundy, whom I interviewed just 17 hours before he was executed for killing three girls, one of them little 12-year-old Kimberly Leach. Bundy confessed 2 days before his death to murdering at least 28 women and girls. Authorities say there may have been as many as 100. Bundy asked to talk to me because he wanted the world to know how pornography had led to, not caused, his murderous rampage. He was 13 years of age when he discovered pornographic materials at a dump. Among them were detective magazines that showed scantily clad women who were being assaulted. Bundy found those images extremely exciting, and so began a tragic life that ended in a Florida electric chair. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen.
Yeah. Of the corn between both hands on both sides, making sure that all of the silks are in your fingers. Then you pull it back, pulling the silks with it, with each of your hands, on both sides, leaving your cob clean, crisp, and ready to go in that boiling water, or ready to cut off that corn and freeze it for dinner. So that's a quick way shuck your corn. Thanks for watching. And for more great stuff,
come on. Hi. I'm George Howell from the George Howell Coffee Company, and I'm here to explain a little bit about specialty coffee and what you need to know to make a good cup of coffee. So, to begin with, I have a confession to make, and that is that even though I've been in the business for over 35 years, still when I travel on airlines, hotels, restaurants, I often add cream and sugar to my coffee, because otherwise it's simply undrinkable. And the main reason why it is that the coffee is simply unripe. Imagine going to the supermarket and getting a peach, and it's hard as a baseball, and putting your teeth into that, and just imagine the flavor. Most coffee tastes like that. Happily, specialty coffee has been growing by leaps and bounds, and is really blossoming in the last 7 years, approximately. Now, really getting into single farm coffees for the first time in an exciting way. And just like with wine, the greatest coffees are from single farms. And the reason is very simple. That's where you get down to craftspeople who really love what they're doing. Otherwise, you're mixing different coffees from different people, and you're getting this okay or very good, but not great coffee. It's like Bordeaux versus a single farm. So always look for that. But as specialty has blossomed and really matured, we have a problem. When you, the consumer, go to a store, you are assaulted with a huge variety of choices to make. And so it seems extremely difficult, and indeed it really can be. So that's what I'm going to try to clarify, some key points for you. So when you're looking at a...
Nick the Smoker here. This isn't a review. It's a little bit of bad news. Sorry, I'm a little bit emotional days, but there's a really good guy on YouTube. His name is RJ the Smoker. And I just found out that he lost his battle with lung cancer. He passed away. Sorry, guys. I'm a little bit emotional right now.
Oh, hell no!
RJ the Smoker was on YouTube for many years. He did a lot of tobacco reviews. He did a lot of stuff, guys. He's one of the people who got me on YouTube. Really, really good guy. I did a pack swap with him a while ago. I sent him two of the best cigarettes he ever smoked. I sent him a Philip Morris Commander and the English Ovals from the United States here. The English Oval was by far his favorite cigarette he's ever smoked. And did a pack swap. He sent me three cigarettes from the UK, Senior Service, Capstan Navy Cut, and Players Navy Cut. Very good cigarettes. And we talked from here and there. He was a really good guy. He had a lot of viewers on YouTube. He was doing it for a while. He's the one who... He's one of the people who got me on YouTube. He was a really good guy. It's sad to hear he passed away. He fought a really good battle, lung cancer. He had his support of his viewers, his family, and his friends. And it was really, really courageous of him. He posted updates constantly about how everything was going with him. He recentered his channel on his struggles and his battle with this terrible disease. And he was a good guy. Good guy to know. I'm sorry, guys. It's really emotional. It sucks. Video was posted on his channel saying he passed away, and it was ended with his comment, his standard comment, "State like guys, rest in peace, Rob, RJ the Smoker. It was great knowing you. It was great talking to you, buddy." And that's all, guys. Nice knowing him. God bless. Rest in peace, RJ. God bless, guys. Hey, how y'all doing? Nick the Smoke here. Come on, another cigarette today. This one's going to be a little bit special. This one is the Peace. The Peace, or Peace Cigarettes, is a Japanese brand of cigarettes. If I'm not mistaken, they are only native to Japan. One of my viewers might have to correct me on that if I'm wrong. But yeah, these are sold in Japan, these brand of cigarettes, and I think they've been around for a long time.
This is DJ Brownbag, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Brownbag Culture. Thanks for tuning in.
Not anymore than what I so to speak, I'm just